You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
He's giving you the answer to how to get out of group number one as well. Okay, next group, verse 20. But he who receives the seed on stony places, this is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. Again, some translations say offended. So the second group hears the gospel. With great joy he receives it. So he's got ears to hear. He's starting off as a Christian. He loves the gospel and he's walking in it. So number two on this blank is has no roots. Has no roots. Do you know where deep roots come from? There's four things. Number one, wind. Number two, drought. No water causes you to go deeper. Drought. Number three, adverse weather conditions, like a hurricane. And number four, tribulation. Them are the best things for a tree. Wind, drought, adverse weather conditions, and tribulation. I once heard of this perfect utopia, this city they were building, the nature study. This perfect utopia was being recreated. And in there, there were trees and plants and the like. And there was no insects and there was no disease. But the trees were all dying. No one could understand why. But then a tree expert told him one day that it's the adversity that makes a tree grow. Stress through wind makes a tree grow. See, the best thing for a tree is a hurricane. Believe it or not, a tree will die without tribulation. So will you. A tree needs stress. Stress causes it to hunker down and dig deep on the rock. Otherwise, it won't survive. If you cut bait and run every time God puts tribulation in your life, you'll never make it. This is why he says rejoice when it happens to you, because God loves you. God loves you, and he's going to make your life difficult. So you will be able to cross the finish line in faith. In faith. Even though hurricanes sometimes take trees out, those trees with shallow roots. The New American Standard calls this group of people temporary Christians, at least regarding their faith. So what, pray tell, what is a temporary Christian? A temporary Christian is someone that's never been tested. Most likely, he's a fence sitter who has never gone, as we say, all in, to use a poker term. They've never gone all in for Jesus. Have you? Have you gone all in for Jesus yet? Have you pushed everything that you have in to the pot and say, count me in? Have you done that yet? Have you gone all in for Jesus Christ? Once again, it gets hot in the kitchen. Remember the verse I quoted, Matthew 24:9. Then they will hand you over to tribulation and kill you, and you'll be hated by all ethnic groups because of my name. And at that time, many will fall away, betray one another, and hate one another. So that's number two, no roots. Next up, verse 22. Now he who receives seed among thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world. Now my translations, I've translated this. And this is front page of the newspaper here. I've translated this, the anxieties of this age. This is the 25% that's going to leave. He who receives seed among thorns is he who hears the word, but the anxieties of this age and the deceitfulness of riches. Choke the word. And it becomes unfruitful. This person, say, is rich. This person buys a boat. This rich person has only one day off a week, and guess what day that is? Sunday, of course. How can it be any other day? Now, this rich person hears it whispered in his ears, you're a hard worker. Treat yourself. Go out into your boat on Sundays. Don't be a legalist. He hears, once saved, always saved. Take thine ease. Eat, drink, and be merry. You've worked hard. So this happens once, twice, three times. Don't say a lady. I got it written down. And what happens? The word gets choked. Now, what is this person going to do, to use a wrestling term, when Abdullah the butcher shows up at his house and says, are there any Christians around here? What's he going to do, Brent? What's he going to do? Right, he's going to deny him. You see, those who love their life will lose it. If you choose a well craft or a boat or a skeeter over the Son of God, you will not cross the finish line. There's nothing wrong with a boat, but put him first. God provides good things for people. But when you put something in front of him, this happens all the time. All of a sudden, you get season tickets to the Dolphins. What day do the Dolphins play? Oh, that's right. There is no football anymore. What day do they used to play? Sunday! Season tickets. Game starts at 1. You got to leave here at 8:30. Cook your hot dogs. What happens? You see, you drift and you drift and you drift and you drift and you drift. And now, just like being caught by the undertow, now you're way over here. And you've fallen away from the faith. 25%, one out of four people, that's going to happen to. They're deceived by money. They think that they're okay because of their 401k. Nice, but good. Corny a little. So blank number three, deceived by money. Maybe we also could put in there for blank number three, worldliness. worldliness. Worldliness will take you out of the faith as well. The cares of this world. Have you met anyone during this satanic virus that's overwhelmed with the anxieties of this age? Has anyone met anyone yet? John wrote, "Do not love the world or the things that are in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. But God is love. So if the love of the Father is not in him, then someone that loves the world is not what? It's not saved, right? If anyone loves the world, how could you love? This is an evil world out here. Hello? You love this world? No, you've got it wrong, friend. You are a pilgrim passing through this world. And don't let this stuff get attached to you along the way. He says, laying aside, the Hebrews writer says, laying aside the sin that so easily beset us. It's like running with those ankle weights on you. They attach like a leech to you. And when you get to church and when you take communion is when you can get these shackles off you. And you press on. Go back to church. Hear from God. Let the Holy Spirit speak to you. Turn. Repent of your sins. Take communion. Have all this stuff washed away. Have all these sins come off you. Press on. Up until A, Jesus comes back. B, you cross the finish line. But along that road, all of a sudden you got Dolphins tickets over here. And now you're over here, and now you're not on that road anymore. There's nothing evil about the Dolphins tickets. But the world will get you off track from what you're doing. Jesus said, "Whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall because it was founded on the rock." Hallelujah! "But everyone who hears these sayings of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rains descended." See, here comes the tribulation. What are you built on? Sand. "The rains descended, the floods came, the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was its fall." You see, if you didn't learn anything today, learn this. Tribulation will either make you or break you. You decide which one it is. Tribulation will make you or break you. Either you'll crush from under it or you'll triumph through it. Like Paul said, what shall we say?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in